Have you ever been watching the news and you see a crime that is so terrible, so bad, that it just makes you burn with anger? Perhaps the murder of innocent people, corrupt politician who uses his power to exploit others, rape, human trafficking, child abuse. You know, there have been times when I've seen stories that have just made my blood boil. I just wish that I could unleash my anger and get rid of that evil. It's so bad. You know, it's at this point that some people ask the question, well, where is God? What is God doing? Why doesn't God do something? If God is good, if God is just, what is he doing? You know, we need to be very careful with this line of thinking. Because if that was God's mode of operation, that wherever he saw evil, he just instantly destroyed it, sent down lightning bolts, then how long would it be before he detected some evil in you or in me? You see, God's standard for evil is much higher than our standard. We see murder as evil, but God sees even a hateful thought towards another as being evil, because he is holy and perfect. Any offense against his commandments is an offense against God. Rather, we should celebrate God's patience. He is slow to anger and abounding in love. Romans chapter 3 says, God presented Jesus as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice, because in his forbearance, he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. God was very patient, and he did not fully carry out the full penalty for sin according to the old covenant, but rather he waited until the very right time. And that time was when his son was upon the cross, carrying all of our evil. And at that time, the Father unleashed all of his anger, all of his punishment upon his own son, and he destroyed evil fully and completely in him. Because of him, you are forgiven. It's said that at the cross, God's love and his justice come together. That's good news that can give us peace. Amen.